Hey, do you hear Brian in his fake accent? I hear him talking, and it sounds fake when he speaks in his accent that is fake.
You're listening to the Stop Tape Podcast, show number 4, recorded in April 2006. I'm one of your hosts, Chris Reed, here with President Wishnack and the Waymaster. Let's get into this!
Oh, I'm into it.
Yeah, we're all into this. What about you, Waymaster? Are you into this?
What?
Sorry. Seriously, man, it's like, it's all high powered, and then this motherfucker gets on.
Seriously.
Like, oh.
Well, I think it's not fair that you both got sodas and I didn't.
Alright, first off, there was only 2 sodas. We already talked about this.
Yeah.
He was arguing
about this before we recorded. Yeah. 1 second.
What? It's like, you both got sodas and I didn't.
Hey.
Okay, that's not the point.
Just in case he puts on an act for this. He's pissed at us all the time, like...
Yeah. Well, we don't think that's... I think it's kind of unfair.
What's unfair?
That you got a soda and I didn't. And then Steven got a soda.
It's Steven's house. It's Steven's soda.
There was 2 sodas left. I am not going to open up a new pack so that you can have a soda.
You have a new pack?
It's in a closet and I'm sure it's locked. It's not even the point. Like, dude...
Well, see, that's what I'm saying. If I had a closet that was locked, I would open it up and, you know, I would give you a soda.
Yeah, but if I were in your house and there was only 2 sodas left, I wouldn't be a little bitch about it and ask for another one.
You guys want to start over? Or not? No.
Yeah.
It's the soda bitching show.
So what happens when my throat gets sore?
Well, we're going to hope that that doesn't happen, and if it does, then you'll have to stop talking.
You want a sip of my soda?
Well, I don't want a sip of your soda if it's going to be like that.
Of what? Fine. Mr.
Who are you?
Mr. Wangmaster, do you want a sip of this delicious carbonated beverage that
I don't want any of your soda.
Why don't you want
some? Okay, so
of the
first you're going to, we're like starting the show and you're going to bitch about a soda and now you're not going to even like...
Yeah, we didn't even say anything. You're just like, welcome to the Stop Tape Podcast. Fine. Soda.
You're like ganging up on me here.
We're not ganging up on you. You totally
well,
started.
Both of you got sodas and both of you are picking on me. So it's like...
No, I called the soda.
Dude, let's just
I
take
saw
the
it,
first call.
I saw it and I was like, mine.
Yeah, and that's standard shotgun rules, man.
That's right.
But I think we need to take the first call.
Okay.
This is unimportant.
First call from someone.
Hi, Okay, so the other day, my friend and I were watching TV, right? And the commercial comes on for V for Vendetta, you know, that new crazy movie that's coming out by the Wachowski brothers or whatever. Yeah, so, like, I told my friend that the letter V reminds me of other things, and he called me a pervert. So I'm wondering if this really does make me a pervert. I mean, does V, like, imply that, I mean, I'm a pervert or what? I'm kind of confused why he called me a pervert. So, yeah, if you can answer that question, that'd be great. All right, thanks. Bye.
Have you seen it, the Waymaster?
No, I don't like girls that shave the head.
So like you girls. Didn't see it because of the shaved head or because...
Right, it seems like it's not, you know, when you watch a movie.
Do you not watch movies with any bald actors?
Well, I don't watch movies with bald actresses or, you know...
Bald
actresses.
Females.
Right, or
turns
actresses that,
okay.
That aren't attractive.
G.I. Jane.
Wow.
Just to put that out there. Okay. Yeah, I think you're a perv. Next.
I don't think, you know, I haven't seen the movie. I don't know really what it's about, but I don't think there's anything wrong with thinking that V is a letter of sexuality.
What makes a perv to you? Because you're on some next shit.
Are you asking me?
Huh?
Are you asking me?
He's asking me because I'm the weird freak who hits on everyone doggy style.
What?
So you're doing your doggy style, right?
Well, I just...
Is that your pickup line?
No, that's what happens later on, but I'm saying that V, it's like lots of sexual words start with it, like vagina.
There are other V words in the dictionary.
You named one word. What about the word vendetta itself? Is that sexual to you?
Well, I told you, I haven't seen the movie.
Venn diagram. Are the two circles put together over
like,
that?
Yeah, bit? Sort of, if you look at it, you know.
But that's like any word.
No, but two circles, right? It's like a bunch of titties.
It's a graph that can...
It's bunch of
titties. What about the word vicinity? Two circles. Is that sexual?
It's a bunch of titties. All right, vicinity.
Well, I don't even know what that means, so I can't say, but I'm sure that it could be.
It's like a distance. Like, you are in the vicinity of me. It's not sexual.
Well, it can be.
You can't
if
be.
If you want to sit next to me, it can't be.
Hello, this is Annie. My phone's quickly running out of battery, so I must be quick. So, before steam started coming out of Chris's ears, he's so mad that I won't leave a question, only because I want to have a thoughtful question to ask. But quiet down. So, it's just going to sound like I'm talking to myself. Sounds like I'm shushing myself, Chris. Anyway, I suppose my question is, would you rather date a girl who was really beautiful but smelled very, very bad, like poo or bananas for semen, or would you rather date a girl who was kind of homely, average looking, but smelled very... also, Chris said, can you Febreze the smelly girl, but beautiful looking girl? And no, you cannot. She smells really, really bad that no amount of fragrance or lotion or Febreze can cover up. So that's my question. Bye!
My girlfriend calling and asking us a question for
was
show
that
number
Annie?
Four. Yeah, that's her.
I remember her.
You what?
I remember her. You know.
I know. I get it.
Okay. Well, I'd like to ask a question, you know, to Annie. Can you do it with both girls?
The question is asking which girl. So it's actually, I think the one answer that you can't have is both girls.
Well, like, no, I mean, what, I don't know if I heard it correctly. Is there like two girls, one of them that smells really bad but is really hot, and then the other one that's not so hot but smells really good?
Yeah, something
and you gotta
like
pick
that.
One of them. Why can't I do both of them at the same time? It sounds like a good threesome.
It wouldn't be a good threesome. One of them smells like crap.
Well, just saying. Right, like, alright, what if I do one and then I do the other one afterward?
Okay, you are essentially... If someone walked up to you and said boy or girl, you're basically saying hermaphrodite as your answer.
What's that?
What's a hermaphrodite?
Is that like some kind of threesome?
Yeah. Something like
yes.
That.
Is it really?
Yeah. If you want to have a threesome with someone, just, you know.
Yeah, just say you want a hermaphrodite.
Yeah. You know, you're looking kind of hot. You want to do a hermaphrodite with me? They'll get it. Some little advice from me to you.
I don't think I want to take any advice from you.
Ouch.
What do you mean you don't want to take his advice? This is like an advice show, almost, in a sense.
Yeah, well, I don't think that... I've had very good experiences with President Wishnack and advice on ladies.
What sort of advice has President Wishnack given you about ladies? Oh, is this the thing?
Yeah, no, I was kind of hoping that we weren't getting into this.
Okay, no, let's not talk about that.
I think we should. I think you need to learn how to stop dwelling on things. Well, not dwelling on things. I think we need to talk about it.
You are dwelling. You're
I think
you're
that
a
we
house.
Will find that I am the one that's right in the situation. I think it's perfectly clear.
I think if you want to stay that way, you should really
like
just
happened,
stop talking
what
right
happened
now.
Was
because Stephen doesn't want
listen,
to talk
we're
about
at
this.
A coffee
we're
shop.
Gonna keep on going.
Everyone who's listening, please tell me.
My God,
seriously, you little baby, I'm not a baby. The fact is, we're at a coffee shop, right? I'm smoking a cigarette. I'm like,
what? I've never seen you smoke before.
Well,
You don't have to be one of the cool kids now.
No, it's not like that. It's just I don't smoke around people who don't smoke because I don't. I'm considerate. But the thing is, I'm at a coffee shop. I'm smoking a cigarette, and there's a pretty hot girl. You know, she's looking at me.
Mm-hmm. And so, what kind of way is she looking at you?
Well, you know, like maybe she wants to get to it.
So, yeah.
You know,
I get to it.
Emotion for her to come over. But so she came on.
Okay.
We're having a chat and stuff, and also she started to. I think she was trying to touch me.
Touch you. So
I think the majority of the time you think girls are trying to touch you, it's in your mind.
Right. Well, this is my turn to tell the story now, isn't it? So I think she was trying to touch me.
Yeah, I'll tell my story, my version of this afterward, after this circus act.
It's not a circus act. I think she was trying to touch me.
Okay.
And she was reaching towards me, but then she stopped, and I think it's probably because, you know, I was smoking a cigarette. And she didn't want to get burned or something, I don't know. Anyway, right before she could touch me, or whatever, I saw President Wishnack, he came over, and somewhere on there, you know, the girl she asked me, she said, I love your accent, where are you from? And so I said, you know, London. And then President Wishnack shoved me pretty hard, you know, I had to back up. But I didn't back up because I was afraid. I was just you know, when you're off balance, you have to step it back mm-hmm. a little bit. So that
right.
It's not that I was afraid.
Dude, but you take 5 minutes to tell the simplest story.
It's because
story.
He's stalling.
He's lying. I'm not lying. The fact is, I told him London. President Wishnack comes, he shoves me, and he starts laughing. And he says he's not from London. He's from San Jose, California.
Are you?
Look, I'm telling my story, all right? So that happened.
Wait, you said you're from London. In show 2 or 3, you said
That was a while ago, and now I'm talking.
So in between show 2 or 3, moved to London.
Do you hear this?
Came back.
Well, that's not the point, right? So I said that. And he told her that I was from San Jose, and he started laughing. And she said, "What? Really? Where are you from? You're lying to me." And I said, "No, I'm not lying. You know, I'm from London, Britain." See? That's what I was telling you about. Well, so then, President Wishnack, he starts laughing again. And he says, you know, it's not London, Britain. If you were from there, you would say London, England. And then the girl started laughing, and I thought that maybe she was laughing with me, you know. So I started laughing too, but then she stopped. So I walked away, but I walked away because my cigarette was was about to it was done, so I had to put it in the
ashtray. Your cigarette was done.
You don't even smoke cigarettes.
I do smoke cigarettes, and I had to put it in the ashtray because I don't lit it.
I've never seen.
That's not the point. I was going to talk to this girl, I was doing really well, and then President Wishnack ruined it for me, and now he's trying to give me advice about women, and I don't think that he should.
Alright, we've heard your side. I would now like to hear the side of President Wishnack. Same story. Coffee shop, girl, possibly a cigarette.
It wasn't even a coffee shop, I don't know. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, it was at a coffee shop.
Right.
I don't know what was going on beforehand, but I saw the Wang Master talking to a girl who looked pretty bothered by the fact that he was talking to her. She was not bothered. Hey, you know what you said earlier about your turn? Now it's mine,
yeah.
Okay?
He stayed quiet through
pretty
most
much.
Of...
Yeah.
Okay.
So, she looked pretty bothered. So I went over there because, you know, I mean, I've seen him talk to girls before.
Me too.
There's a good chance that he was drunk too, and that meant, you know, I should probably step in there. And so I did. And right when I come over, I hear him saying in his accent, you know, oh, I'm from London. And he's not. I've got elementary school pictures. Us in fifth grade in San Jose, California, so I said so.
Plus, we also have the audio of him
saying... Yeah, I mean, you guys remember a couple shows ago, he admitted he's not from London. I mean, you didn't even have to admit it. That's not the point.
Okay.
So I said that, And, you know, he kind of, like, stared at me in that way that you stare at someone when they, you know, they're like, oh, hey, yeah, that was a great party last night, but you just finished telling your teacher that you were sick. You know? He did that stare. I know it. And so, like, you know, I think the girl asked, like, well, where are you from? And for real. And he was like, oh, well, I'm from London, Britain. And then I just started laughing because no one in England says London, Britain. It's London, England. If you're from there, you don't call yourself British. You call yourself English, etc. And then, you know, so the girl started laughing because he's retarded. And I don't know, for some reason, I guess, what, you, Brian, you thought you were, like, in the joke or something. So he started laughing, too. And then it got really awkward and he looked like he was going to cry. And he, like, walked off really fast. I wasn't going to cry. My cigarette was done. That's the other thing. You don't smoke cigarettes. You weren't smoking a cigarette. So I don't know why you even, like, you got this great part of your story that seems really important, but it didn't happen.
You know what?
That's not true. I smoked cigarettes and I was doing that at the time. That's why she didn't touch me.
No, either, like, Stephen is really good at lying, or you always sound like you're lying.
I'm not lying.
I know, you're
smoking a cigarette.
You just kind of sound
President Wishnack came over and he ruined it for me.
Okay, you're smoking a cigarette. I've never seen you, like, in my life.
Well, I told you, I don't smoke cigarettes in front of people who don't smoke. I'm not trying to get, you know, I'm trying to be considerate.
Oh. Steven's a jackass, then.
Yeah, I'm an asshole. What kind of cigarettes do you smoke?
Yeah, what kind?
What kind of what?
I don't smoke, so you could lie, but what kind of...
Well, I'm not going to lie, I don't lie.
I know, so what kind of cigarettes
do you... Did we have a lot of calls that we had to answer?
Yeah, one of them was, what kind of cigarettes do you smoke?
Did you want to go first? Are we doing that? Well, I don't smoke any
cigarettes.
Are you asking me then?
Yeah, I don't smoke. Steven smokes...
I smoke Camel filters.
Okay. What do you do?
What?
Weighing Master.
Cigarettes, right now. Master.
Lee Weighing Master, what kind of cigarettes do you smoke? Right now, tell me. Don't say anything else.
Well, I can't
don't,
think.
No, shut up. You don't have
you
to say...
You shouldn't have to think. If you smoke cigarettes, the only thing on your mind is like, Camel filters. Jesus Christ! Camel filters.
Yeah, don't say anything else. I don't want to hear your name. I don't want to hear your stutter. Name of the brand. We'll beep it out.
Hey, it's okay. Actually, here. Hold on. Before you answer that, this is your last chance to be honest with us. Do you smoke cigarettes? Well, yeah, I was smoking one.
Okay, now, you said that.
You just lost.
No, it was your one chance to get out. Okay, don't look around the room. Don't look at the books on the shelf.
Well,
what's the type of... cigarette. That's not a brand.
What? Yeah, so this one will be a live action friggin' jigga biggity biggity.
Off the street question, not a call.
Yeah.
We went out on the streets around 4 or 5 a.m. Yeah. And with
what was that? When did you do that? Is this the deer and the marijuana one? No, that was like the day before. You were there for that one. What? So, what you did this without me?
Well, Stephen and I were editing one of the earlier shows, and it was like 3 or 4 or 5 a.m. And,
so why didn't you call me?
Because it was...
It was 5 in the morning.
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't asleep. Well, I didn't know that. I don't think Chris knew that.
I knew.
Let's answer the question.
Yeah, so we went to a 24-hour restaurant.
Me,
this waitress asked us a question, and she...
No one even cares.
It's not that I don't care. I'm just trying to get on with the
Seriously.
Fucking thing. Like, do you realize half the show is...
Well, just think that we don't have a show if there's always these arguments.
No, that is our show because of you.
No, I think I totally agree with what you're saying. You are right. There is no show with these arguments. So let's not have them. Let's take this question off the streets. Let's do it now.
Question from a 24-hour restaurant waitress.
Why is the salt shaker in front of the pepper shaker? Why are you supposed to always put it that way?
So yeah, that was a question from a waitress of a 24-hour restaurant that will remain nameless. Steven just said the restaurant name, but it'll be edited out.
I was talking about something else. Now you gave it away. I'm just kidding. Go on.
Okay. I know the answer because she whispered it in my ear. And,
Well,
See, that's what I'm talking about.
What then. Now?
What? Oh, man. No, that's... I'm serious. Look, like, you don't invite me to go, and then you end up getting the answer whispered in your ear. I think if I was there, maybe she would have whispered it to me. Ladies like my accent, you know? They
it had nothing to do with, like, your accent or whatever, or my...
Yeah, she whispered it in Chris's ear, not my ear, and I'm not bitching about it.
I happen to be standing closer, I think.
Yeah, but that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, like, you were closer, but what if I was closer? You don't know what would have happened if I were in the picture.
I think I do know what would
have happened. We don't know what would have happened.
I know what would have happened. She'd be saying my lines right now, and I'd be, like, answering the question instead of, you know, pissing my pants over it.
Seriously. So, Chris knows the answer. I don't know the answer. Brian has a small penis. we're going to try our best to answer it.
That was a low blow.
So, Brian, you want to... Have the honors.
Why is the salt shaker in front of the pepper shaker at this particular restaurant?
I think that's pretty simple. It's because the most people they use the salt, and so automatically the pepper's going to be further away.
Yeah. But no, that's not it.
Well, that's got to be it. I mean, come on, like how what. Chris knows the answer.
Yeah.
And you're wrong, apparently.
Yeah.
Well, not wrong, though, because think about it. How often do you use salt and pepper, Chris?
I never use salt.
Alright, well, then, President Wish, like, how often salt and pepper? Which one do you use more of? I don't know. I actually think of that. I don't know. I use them pretty evenly. Well, that's impossible. It's not impossible, because I do it, alright? I put salt and pepper on my eggs, I put salt and pepper on my french fries, that's how I like it. It's not impossible. Alright, but which one do you grab first? I don't know, I don't focus on which, I'm not, fuck dude, whichever one's closer to me. Right, so that one, that would be the salt then, wouldn't it? Are you actually serious?
I bet you.
No, what I'm saying, the point is that if you grab the salt first because that's the one, maybe subconsciously that's what you want more. You're gonna like psychoanalyze me and my breakfast etiquette. Look,
I wish he had a soda. He would be talking a lot less.
That's not very nice, and I think that my theory is correct, whether or not that you think it is.
It's not what I think. That's what she told me. She works.
Yeah,
there.
He knows the correct answer, and yours is not it.
Okay, here, I'll tell you guys what the answer is, because she told me.
All right.
It is for blind people, the vision impaired.
Like, how so?
They know that the salt is placed before the pepper.
Oh, what? So seriously?
There's no braille on the...
Those blind people.
But yeah, that's how they tell. They reach for it, the one they grab first, salt. After that, pepper. And,
well, I think that it's also because, like, it could have been the other way around, but they did salt because more people use it. I think you need to drop that. The answer is blind people know the placement, the end. And you know what? If it were your theory, if people use salt more than pepper, then pepper wouldn't be on the table. It would just be salt, and you would have to ask the waitress for pepper. Just like, you know, like Tabasco sauce. Like, it's not on there. Because not enough people ask, or not enough people use it, they have to ask for it. Well, actually, no, it is, it's on there. It's on there. It's right by, it's on there. Are you?
Right by your cigarettes?
Dude. Seriously. Do you have he's got the table memorized. You know?
Do you know how simple this question is?
Yeah, seriously.
It should have been done, like, 15 minutes ago.
Well, I think the point is
blind people.
I know.
No.
Even if we.
Oh my God.
If you think about the blind people, they have. Look, but they've got heightened senses.
What do they?
They don't have heightened senses. That's. You're thinking of Marvel Comics, man. That's Daredevil. That only happens in the movies and the comic books. Blind people do not have heightened senses. They can't smell the difference between pepper and salt. Well, no, but I think they actually can, because there's lots of places, like, what happens if the waitress, you know, mixes it up?
then they accidentally put pepper on their fucking... God, you know what? This doesn't even have anything to do with it.
All right, we got another call from...
No, I think, Andy's, you know, friend. Like, to settle this, blind people, are you listening? Call us.
Tell us
206-339-STOP. Tell us Brian's wrong, because he's wrong. I'm not wrong. No, you know what? Hey, we'll let the blind people decide. You know, you can use your heightened senses to figure it out. And you know what else? When you think about it, heightened senses and all, I bet, like, really, blind people, all they can do right now, they can't even, I guess they could imagine what we look like, but really, they can only hear us. I mean, they're, like, they just really focus on us with their super hearing powers. And I bet, like, right now, they're listening to us and they're just like, what is the deal with Brian's fake accent?
Okay.
Oh, well, that's what I'm talking about. No, I'm serious. They're probably, like, just totally, like, I mean, come on, Brian. Well,
no.
Why do you always have to bring that up?
No, it's fine.
Well, we'll find out when the blind people call. You know?
All right.
And all the rest of the people who are, like, listening in, just, you know, listening to Brian talking in his fake accent and going, hey, do you hear Brian in his fake accent? I hear him talking, and it sounds fake when he speaks in his accent. That is fake. Right, that's not the point.
Another call.
No, I don't care about the other call.
No,
I think we need to stop this right now. I'm sick of it. Do you understand? I'm sick of it. Every single day I come here, we're supposed to have, like, some sort of three-person team here. And every time, all the jokes are pointed at me.
Okay,
well, All the jokes are pointed at me. You don't understand because they're not pointed at you, Chris.
Alright, well, they won't be on the... We'll cut that part out. It won't be on the show.
Well, I just think that you're always trying to paint me to look like some kind of fool. We're not trying to paint you to look like anything. You're saying a bunch of stupid-ass shit, and we're just calling you on it. Alright, like, look, if this is an advice thing, I'm sorry. I mean, I'm not even trying to fight, but, like, if we're supposed to give out advice and you're going to say a bunch of lying crap, it is my duty to then say you're wrong and explain why. I'm not making fun of you. All right, well, I think right now you're making fun of me, and I don't want to have this. I think if we're going to continue this...
No, you guys are just, you guys both just drop it, and then we'll cut that part out.
I think you need to drop it, Chris. Look out!
I'm just trying to finish this show.
Alright, well, yeah, that's fine. You guys finish your show. That's fine. You finish it. I'm not finishing it. I'm sick of this. I'm not staying.
Dude, sit back. What the fuck, dude?
That's right. You can have your own show. You can make fun of my accent all you want while I'm gone.
Well, then knock the fucking thing over. So yeah, he knocked my microphone over and
dude,
he left the fucking show. Man,
this is my fucking house. You better not be like, no. You know what? Hey, I'm gonna go get him.
Do you want me to go?
Just stay here and have a little chat with our visitors.
I'm not gonna keep this going.
Well, whatever. Like, I'm just gonna get him. I'll be right back. He's not gonna leave. Dude.
Steven's
this is
back.
Such bullshit. I'm back, but no, seriously, this is bullshit. It's fucking rainy outside, first of all. Dude.
Did he kick that cactus plant over?
Yeah, he fucking kicked my cactus over. God damn it.
He's like a little he's baby. Belligerent. He's knocking over
He's not even belligerent. Anyway, I tried to, like, I mean, I don't know. Like, by the time I got out there, you know, after he kicked over my cactus.
And my microphone.
Yeah. Who is this guy? It's like a tornado of failure. Anyway, I'm not trying to insult him. We seriously do need to get him to come back. But, like, I don't know. I went out there and, like, he was in his car and everything, so.
Yeah, I saw.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did you see? Oh, shit. Yeah.
I just saw him close the door on you.
Because I tried to, like, he was in his car, so I, like, opened the door to be like, hey, dude, I'm sorry. Like, you know, we're not, like, whatever. Like, but before I even got to the, like, whatever part, he slammed the door shut and he fucking locked it. I know. And so, you know, I mean, like, I was gonna, like, try it again, but I knew it was locked, so I just, I don't know. And then, like, he started going, you know, the cul-de-sac, the dead-end area, he, like, started going in that direction for some reason. So I'm like, yeah, okay, nice job, you know, and I had my hands up like this in the whatever, like, what are you doing position. And then, like, I don't know, he just, like, glared at me, and he put down the sun thing, you know, the little, like, what do you call it? The little, like, visor that blocks the sun from your view.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you put that down, and then, like...
He's driving hella fast.
But, no, yeah, so, I don't know, like, I tried to, like, shout to him, you know, like, come back and stuff, but... I think we should call him, because... I'm pretty sure he just parked around the corner. You know what I mean? Like, he's doing the typical, like, I'm gonna kill myself, oh my god, someone pay attention to me. Pay attention to me. So, let's, you know, I mean...
Should we put it...
recording this, so...
I don't even think we can use this show.
I know, seriously. We have like 4 minutes of actual... God damn. Well, let's just give him a call and...
Alright.
I don't want to call him. Do you want to do it?
What am I going to say? I took his soda.
He hates me.
I took the last soda. He's going to...
Yeah, but he knocked over your... Well, he did knock over my cactus. I don't know. Well...
He affected us both. Speakerphone down. Speakerphone. He's gonna know it's on speakerphone.
Well, we'll just yeah, that's true. Whatever. Like that way, it'll be genuine because it'll be coming from both of us. We just need to come back so we can finish this because I'm only gonna be in town for like today, so we hella gotta get this done.
Okay.
Either that, or it's like we're gonna air a bunch of crap. So.
All right. Let's call him.
All right.
Hey, fuck you. All right.
Hey, dude, Brian, don't start it like this. We're calling to.
I don't want to talk to you. I know where you're calling. You're going to try and tell me that you're not poking fun at me, but I know that you are, and I'm sick of it. I'm not coming back. I don't want to talk to you. Please get off the phone so I don't have to hang up on you.
Look, just come back for this.
Well, who am I talking to now? Is this Chris?
Yeah.
Am I on speakerphone?
No.
I know that I'm on. It's just...
Alright, fine. You're on speakerphone.
Dude, it's so we can both talk to you and tell you at the same time that we're sorry, okay? And we are.
I think, if you think this is some kind of entertainment to you, like, are you going to record me and put this on the internet and go, oh, look at Brian, look at how stupid he is, look at him, we're calling him on the speakerphone right now, everyone laugh at him and call us and then make fun of how he talks.
We're not
doing that.
Alright, it's recording, but it's because we just want to...
You're recording because you're trying to make fun of me, and I understand that, and I don't like it, and I'm not coming back for that reason. I've had enough of this.
Fine, take like a 5 minute break and then just come.
Yeah, smoke a cigarette.
Right, that's what I'm talking about. You're always poking fun at me. I know what you're saying right now, President Wishnack, Stephen, whatever. I know what you're doing right now, and that's why I'm not coming back. Don't call me again. I'm driving. I don't want to have this conversation. I'm sick of it. I'm done.
Just come back for.
No, that's it. I can't have this conversation. Goodbye.
No, you can.
Are you serious?
He hung up. So yeah, that was show number 4, Stop Tape.
That was show number crap. He seriously left? Call us and tell our voicemail machine how much you love Brian so that he'll come back, because I don't know if that'll work. If you're a girl, like, yeah, do that, because I'm sure he'll be like, what? Oh, well, I have to come back? No. You know, cut that part out if we do put this on.
There's like a whole mess of stuff we got to cut out. It's going to be like a 5 minute show.
Man.
All right.
Hope you had fun. I'm sorry.
Give us a call. 206-339-STOP or email us podcast@stoptape.com. And Brian, if this goes on and you listen, just know that we tried our best to get you to re-record.
Then if you come back, dude, I'll have soda. I'll like bring some extra.
You have to leave to get a soda. Alright, that's it. Bye.